You know how to get through every aspect of your life, don't you? God. God is our anchor in every storm. God is our sustainer, our caregiver, our answer to every prayer that we have. And God is always faithful, always present, and never leaves us, never forsakes us. And even though things may swirl around us, and if we focus on the storm and focus on what's swirling around and we take our eyes off God, and then all of a sudden we start to sink. We start, that human part of us starts to falter. But you can always reach out, because Jesus is right there every time. Right there. Just reach out, reach out, reach out. So just so happens that that'll fit perfectly with my sermon title, God, not that. God. Wherever we focus our attention, where we keep our mind and our thoughts, because this is the place that all things happen, right? Right up here. Our mind. Our mind is the place where we think about things and we perceive things and we consider things as they are. We put labels on them and we determine what we react, how that reacts, how we react to it is what we think about it, right? So if we think about that, whatever that is, and especially if that is negative, what's going to happen to how you feel? And how, right, meow, exactly, Sink City, right, exactly. And so that's why we humans, God gave us this beautiful brain and gave us a great place inside of here with so many great things that are here. And one of the parts of the brain is called the reticular activator. And whatever, wow, yeah, there's a big word for you. You didn't know I was a brain scientist too, did you? But there, right in the cortex of the brain, it's where all the neurons are. It actually is the primal part of the brain. It was given to us to help give us the fight or flight response to help us survive. So our mind would pay attention to something that was dangerous coming after us. And that's what it was for. So God gave us that instinct to know, you know, when you're about to cross the street and suddenly you stop because you think there's a car coming, that's your reticular activator going into place, helping protect you at all times. Isn't that good to know how God made us and wired us, right? And so here's the thing about the reticular activator. It runs up to the conscious mind and tells us what to do and helps us. So we can make a good decision and we can stop right on our tracks. It's good to know, isn't it? And sometimes, now here's the thing about that part of our mind. If you don't control it, it can control you, because you could be afraid of a lot of things that are not threatening you. A lot of things all the time, right? We have to know when it's really danger, danger, you know, right? We have to know the difference, don't we? We have to know the difference. So here's the beauty of what God also gave us. He gave us free will and the ability to control even the reticular activator. I know you don't believe that, but I'm going to show you how. I want you, everybody, look around the room right now and see anything that's blue. Everybody look at anything that's blue. Do you see any blue in the room? Blue, blue. Anybody see blue? Anybody out there in your home as you're watching, do you see some blue? You're noticing it now, aren't you? Paying attention. How much blue is there? You probably could count it out, couldn't you? A lot of blue. A lot of blue. Now, the question is, how much black was there? See, if you're paying attention to only blue, you don't see anything that's black, do you? You see how your reticular activator works. It actually shows you what you asked it to do and what to look for. You suddenly paid attention. There was blue in this room the whole time. I don't know if anybody was noticing it beforehand. But as soon as you tell your mind to look for it, it does what? Finds it. You ever think about buying a car? For those of you that know, I used to be a car salesperson, right? And how many times you started looking for a Jeep and you were looking for that certain color Jeep, a nice bright blue Jeep. And all of a sudden, what do you see all over the road? Nice, bright blue Jeeps, exactly. And as soon as you found one, you bought one, didn't you? Yes, I used to sell Jeeps, so that's how I know. A lot of blue ones. But that's how your mind works. Isn't it good to know that, see, whatever you're looking for, you will find. How good is that? The question I always have for you then is, what are you looking for? Where's your focus? Here's my focus for you this morning and forevermore, I hope and pray. God, not that. Whatever that is, especially if that is negative. Let's go to the book of Mark this morning and go to see where it comes from. Mark chapter 12, beginning at verse 28. One of the teachers of religious law was standing there listening to the discussion. He realized that Jesus had answered well. This was a discussion about resurrection, just in case you needed to know. And so he asked, of all the commandments, which is the most important? There were hundreds of commandments, according to the religious leader, right? We know of 10, correct, right? Those are the main ones, right? And so this Pharisee leader wants to know, what does Jesus really know about God and the commandments, right? Because he had taught about resurrection. He was like, wow, that was pretty cool. I learned something there. But now he has another question. Which is the most important commandment? I wonder what it is. Jesus replied, the most important commandment is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the one and only Lord. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. What's the most important commandment? Knowing there's one God and to love him how? With all your mind. Oh, let's stop there. Here comes that reticular activator. See, where do we keep our minds some days? I don't know if it's on a jar somewhere. I mean, every once in a while I leave mine at home, as you know, and I can't find my words. My dictionary kind of leaves my brain, right? I left that part of my brain at home, right? But where do we keep our mind when you really are honest? On all the good things, on all the beauty, on love, on peace, on joy, on the best part of you, the best part of people, all the wonderful blessings around you, all the things you're grateful for, all the people you love and all that you love them and they love you and all the wonderful times you've had in your life, all the awesome memories that you've lived through, all those wonderful mornings and days and nights that you've enjoyed. Oh, what happened? Oh, were you thinking about it? Yes, we have one person. Thank the Lord for that. All right, we're good. I'm sorry, you have to listen to the rest of the sermon for these other folks. Or are you thinking about the blue and the black and blue that happened to you? Where must we keep our mind? On God. As we learned in our Bible study, God is good and nothing but good. And wants nothing but good for us, right? That's who God is. God is unconditional love. Everything you could ever need is wrapped up in God. And if we keep our focus on God, can you be worried about the things that are happening in your life? Could you be worried about what the future might hold or not hold? Can you worry about whether you're loved and accepted by other people? When you worry about what's going on around the world and things that you don't like and what other people are doing that you can't control? You going to worry about those things? Or do you? You're the only one worrying. So the most important commandment that Jesus gives us, the very first one, is to love God with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength. And it takes strength some days to love God, doesn't it? I mean, to be honest. Because life is going to happen, is it not? Is life going to be just a wonderful bed of roses? Well, yes, it is, because roses have thorns. So you get the rose and you get the thorn, don't you? But in order to enjoy that rose, you got to get the thorn. And what's the thorn there for? To keep the predators off the rose and the bugs don't eat it up and destroy it. So sometimes God has things in our life that seem like a thorn, but it's really there to protect us from something worse, believe it or not. You haven't thought of it that way, did you? So as I'm saying this, what I'm saying, the scriptures are telling us this morning, we have to keep as much as we can, and I know we're all busy people, and I know there's so many things we've got to be about, and so many things we've got to do, and so many things that we have questions about, right? And so many things that we don't know about, what the future holds or not. But what do we know? We know God. We know God knows the future. We know everything about God, right? And God is good. And so our future is going to be good too, is it not? Now the question is whether or not we actually even observe those things and notice those things. Because remember the reticular activator? You'll never forget it again after today. I promise you that. there's this truth, and then when you think about it, it has to be true. Whatever you focus on, wherever your energy goes or your mind goes, energy flows, right? Whatever you think about expands, does it not? Like earlier when we were looking for blue, you found a lot of blue, didn't you? A lot of it. And there's even more. Later on today, you'll see a lot more blue. I can promise you that. Because your reticular activator has been activated. But listen, we can use our mind for good, can't we then? Can't we? The scriptures also tell us in Isaiah 26, verse 3. I'm looking for my notes here so I can remember what to say. In Isaiah 26, chapter 3, it says, God will keep at perfect peace those who keep their thoughts on him. Where must we keep our thoughts? When do we want to do that? Three times a day at least when we pray over our meals, right? That's when we think about God sometimes, right? Or when you're driving and you almost have a collision, you go, oh, God. Oh, no, not the same thing, is it? What if we could really make it an everyday thing and an every moment thing that we actually think about God more than we think about other things? What if you tried that for an hour? That too long? Could you spend an hour thinking about all the good you have in your life? 10 minutes? 5 minutes? If you want peace of mind, you have to keep your mind where? On God. On God. So when you don't have peace, where do you have to put your mind? So all you have to basically say to yourself when those things come your way that don't seem very pleasant at the moment, or you're scrolling through Facebook and, oh boy, there's one of those stories. Are you going to zero in on the story and get all worse off? They all usually give you a good title, too. They really try to suck you right in, don't they? New, deadly, uh-oh. What? I got to find out what it is. Reticular activator is put in on its own, right? Oh, something to be afraid of. I got to zero in on it so I can protect this person. Woo, 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 woo. And we humans that are sometimes we're so like almost robotic, we just unconsciously look at it and go, ah! I got to tell everybody about it. I just ruined my peace and everybody else's on top of it, right? That's called peer pressure. And unfortunately, there's enough fear and doubt and all kinds of ugly things around, aren't there? Is that where we're going to put our focus in our mind or on our mind or within our mind? Promise? Where's your mind going to be? You sure? You're going to get your reticular activator saying, I wonder what something good might be that's happening in this world. I wonder what a good story in the Bible might be of some hero in the Bible. Oh, how about David and Goliath? I really like that story, right? You empower yourself or disempower yourself by what you think about. So as Philippians 4 says, I'm going to jump there for you this morning. I'm going to give you some assignments this morning, as you know I love to do. If you can't think about anything else that I've already brought up to you, like happy memories, people that you love, all the times you've been successful at anything, like even sitting through a sermon this morning. Good job, you did it. You did it. Yes, what a team. Oh, we overcame whatever it was that was trying to stop us from listening, and we focused on God. And we endured that time. I've accomplished something today. I made it through service. Hallelujah. You feel better when you laugh, right? Life is so serious, yes, but you know what? We can't change anything when we're stuck in worrying about those kind of things that we think are going to bother us or harm us. We focus on the things that make us feel good. And what happens when you focus on what makes you feel good? Isn't that strange how that happens? Huh. I think about something good, like my little puppy dog gets up in the morning, she licks my face, and she rolls over, and I pet her little belly, and she bites my hand. I go, oh, you're so cute. Ah, the uniqueness of owning a Shih Tzu. There's nobody like my Gracie, I want you to know. That's for sure. But the point is, right, there's good and bad in everything, is there not? What should we focus on? The good, the belly rub, not the bite. It's temporary, right? But what do most people do? Where do we stick with our minds sometimes, if we're honest? On how bad things are, how awful it is, what the next shoe's going to drop. And I know a lot of us come from toxic, critical, negative, dramatic, awful places sometimes in our past where there was a lot of, yeah. But we don't live there anymore. Because even in the midst of that, if you're smart enough and you're wise enough and God gives you the power enough, you don't have to focus on out here. You focus inside on God. And that gets you through that. Right? We can endure anything. Yes, we can. When we focus on God, because God is within us to help us do that, right? So you have the ability. I'm sorry to have to say it. I'm going to say it again and again and again a few times. You have the power to choose what you think about. Think about God. Think about all God is and all the ways God has blessed your life. Just by the fact that you're here this morning, that is a super-duper blessing. Yes? Yes. And when the sermon ends, it'll be even greater a blessing. So you're getting double blessed all at once. How cool is this? So Philippians 4:8, this will be your scriptures. To help your reticular activate, get activated. Philippians 4:8. Fix your thoughts on what is true, honorable, and right. Fix them. Focus. Put your thoughts there on what's true, honorable, and right. Think about things that are pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. What are you supposed to think about? All those things. Because those are the things that make up God, right? Those are some of the characteristics, and there's just a few of them. And if you go to the preceding verse in verse 6, it says, don't worry about anything. Instead of worrying, pray about everything that you're worrying about. And so now here's how I suggest you pray about that. Meaning this, if you're worried about the sermon never ending, as an example, you pray to God and you don't say, oh, I don't know if this will ever end. I don't know if I'm going to get out of this. Oh my God, does this take us so long? Oh God, do something about this. That's not the way to pray. You say, God, please end this sermon now. Ta-da. You pray what you want it to be. You understand what I'm saying? Not what you don't want it to be. I don't want to lose my job. Please, God, don't let me lose my job. I don't want to lose my job. What? That's not a good prayer. The prayer is, Lord, help me keep my job, keep my job, keep my job. You see the difference? Because your reticular activator will put into motion the things that you're asking for. It's going to focus on how all the ways, say, for the job, how you can keep screwing up and get yourself fired. Because that's what the reticular activator does. It just does what you tell it to do. So I don't know about you. How about you say it the way you want it? If you want to love others, you focus on loving them. And you look for the what in them? The good? Whatever consumes your mind controls your life. So what do you, as consumers, what are you going to consume your time and your energy with and your life with? Because if you, you know, if you have a problem and you want more problems, focus on your problems because they'll just multiply. Because you've lost control of how to have a good way of making good decisions. So you look for solutions. You see the difference? Ask God when you're praying, first and foremost, to relieve you of the anxious thoughts. Where it says, don't worry about anything, you say to God, God, this is what I'm worried about. Take away that anxiety from me. Give me your peace. Help me trust in you, God. See the prayer? And then put your mind on the solution that you want for you. Now, if you have any negative thoughts going forward, you may, I don't know if you will, ask God to remind you of all the good stuff. The cool thing about God is God remembers everything. He forgets everything about what's wrong with you. That's good to know. He's forgotten all that. So you don't have to dwell on that. But he will remind you of all the good that you have in your life and how good you are to him and how much he loves you. Meaning good to him, meaning in the sense of how he sees you. Right? Ask God to remind you of those good things. And keep your mind and your heart and your soul and your thoughts especially on Jesus and on who God is. All day long. You know how we take breaks in between things? Sometimes we go doing our work and then we take a break, coffee break especially, right? We take a God break from day, sometimes, right? Let's do that in reverse instead. How about you take a break from negativity? This is a great sermon so far, isn't it? It's spectacular, isn't it? Yeah. It's awesome, right? Yes. See? And it's only positive. It's teaching you something that you is valuable to you. That if you keep your mind and your heart on God, everything else falls away. And God has all the solutions for everything that concerns you. I promise you that. God is truly taking care of the universe and all the things that we're concerned about. He's more powerful than us. And even though our reticular activator is pretty powerful for us, it's not as powerful as God's power in us. Because that's another part of our brain, too. It's called the superconscious. And God speaks through that to us as well. So keep your mind on God, not, especially if that is, now if that is positive, you're thinking about God. Because everything good comes from God. You see how you can't take those apart? And adopt a mindset. This is going to be an adoption program right now. You adopt a mindset that anything that's not like God, you don't think about that anymore. So if God isn't fearful or doubtful or hatred or ugly or negative, those are the things yet you keep your mind off. And you put your mind on what? So we got it, right? We figured it all out this morning. What you're going to do with the rest of your days with your mind? So far today, what good has happened? This sermon, you got it, baby. And the fact that it's coming to an end. If and only if, you promise right now, because this is to help you. These wonderful, these wonderful teachings in the scriptures, as well as understanding the human mind, when you really understand the power you have to have a blessed, positive, wonderful life, God has given you that and put it in the back of your mind right here. You have something in your own mind that you can consciously choose to focus on what you want. And my prayer is that you'll only focus on the good in yourself and others going forward. And if you even dream of hearing yourself say something negative about you or somebody else, what are you going to say? God, not that. And I don't want to hear anybody spreading any negative gossip, words, thoughts, actions about anybody or anything else. If you start telling it to me, I'm going to go, la, 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 la. Tell me something good. Tell me that you like it. All right. So I think I got my point across. No more singing. Laughter is a great medicine. See, when you're laughing and you're enjoying yourself and you're focused on God, nothing can come and steal your peace. Nothing. And even if you hear something out there or something goes by that comes your way or come, you know, somebody says something, you just let it go because you're focused on God and good, right? And the positive only. Everything that's good is God. So think about all that going forward. Amen.